Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Dalet. Chulin Daf Dalet. Hopefully, again, broadcasting from Camp Kaylee in Wurzbarro, and we continue on Gimel Amud Beis. We got up to the two dots, but I mentioned yesterday that I'm just going to talk for a moment about the important principle that came up at the end of yesterday's daf. On the first wide line on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brought up the principle of Rov Mitsuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Hein. That if you see somebody shechting, so then there's a good chance, not just a good chance, there's a rove, a halachic rove, that you could assume that they're mumchin, because who else would be involved in shechita? Right, if somebody doesn't know anything? So that's the principle of rove mitzuyin, it's a shechita mumchin hein. We have this concept of rove mitzuyin, a similar concept in many different areas of halacha. If you look in the Sharam Siyan of halacha, he quotes a number of areas where we have this, the Ran later on in Daf Lamed Gimel, in the Daf Yarif, Hada Amrina and Rove Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein, Hu Adin L'Shar Mitzvahs, to call Ha Mitzuyin Eitzel Ha Mitzvah Mumchen Hein. Right, Tosfos in Mesachas Menachas quotes, Rove Mitzuyin Eitzel Tfilin V'Tcheles Mumchen Hein. See somebody writing a pair of Tfilin. You can assume they're a Mumcha. I assume they're a mumcha, or the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Stam safri dedaini migmer gemiri. Most sofrim that are involved in writing are learned. The Ramah writes in Hilchas Mikvos, Rov Mitsuyin, Eitzel Mikva, they're doing it properly. So you have this principle that most people who are involved in a certain craft or a certain skill that is not so common. You say it by Mila also. Rov Mitsuyin Eitzel Mila. Or if somebody walks to the shul and says, I'm a Moel, you can assume he's an expert. If somebody says, there are many things that don't take so much skill. If somebody says, I'm a Kohen, then there are certain halachas. The Shulchan Aruch talks about at the beginning of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, how do you not trust somebody's a Kohen? If he's not a Kohen, for nowadays, it's not such a downside, because all it is an aliyah. You're not giving him truma. You're not giving him something serious, but in general, that is the principle that Rov Mitsuyin in a certain area of a mitzvah that takes a skill, we consider there a mumcha in that area. So this is another example of it. Rov Mitsuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein. I mentioned though that all the Rishonim here asked the kasha of why would that be good enough in this case? Because we have Rov, fine, but against the Rov we have a cheskas iser, the cheskas iser of the animal, this, when an animal's alive, the animal's treif. Can't eat a piece of the animal. It's Eiver Menachai, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. So what makes the animal mutter? The Shechita. And we're saying that the Rov Mitsuyin, the fact that there's somebody who shechs, we could assume that they're a mumche and that they did the Shechita properly, but that's a Rov against the Cheskas Isser, against the Chazak of the animal. So why should that work? There are many other sources that tell us Rov does not beat a Cheskas Isser. That's the question of the Rush here. That's the question of the other Rishonim. I'll just read you with the answer of the Ritva. The Ritva suggests, again, as I mentioned yesterday, the Ritva is crucial on Maseches Chulin. There's also a Ramban. There's a nice black Ramban on Chulin. So this question, though, is in the Ritva. V'im tomar v'chiro musin ezo shchita mumchin mayhave ha'ika cheskas behema shiba cheskas iser. So how do you do that? And therefore what? He just elaborates a little more on the question. Im kein smoch mi'ut d'she'ein yod din hilcha shchita l'chazakazu. Put the mi'ut, the minority, that's rov, mitzvah yinez shchita mumchin. So put the minority that are not mumchin with a chazaka, and that should be able to beat it, but with the rov, and that should be able to beat it out, or at least, palga, at least it should be a stalemate, and you shouldn't be able to rely on it. That's the kash of the ritva, and the rush. The Yesh Matarz, he says, there are those that answer, this is quoted in the name of the Ra'ah, that Rov here doesn't mean Rov. Rov means Kol. Kol Mitsuyin. There's not even going to be one person that tries to do Shechita that's not a Shochet. That's not an expert Shochet. So you don't have a Miut to put with the Chazak. It's a Kol. The Ritva does not like that answer. He says, Velida, he says, you never have that. You never have Rov meaning Kol. Quotes that as a suggestion, but he doesn't like it. Veli Nera, says the Ritva, this is the answer that I like. Shelo chashu lemiut v'chazaka, elo lemiut shehu bevadai aser. A miut is always powerful to team up with a chazaka, to go against the rove, if the miut is vadai, for sure, against the rove. If you know for sure that if you go by the miut, you for sure have done exactly opposite of what you want the rove to do. But here, let's say you have a miut of a person who never did hilcha shechita. There's a chance he'll do it right. There's a chance he'll do it correctly. Right? It's just that there's the miut says he's not a mumche, but it's not that miut don't shecht properly. It's a miyut that's not a mumcha. So that's not specifically against the rove, and therefore that will not be a good teammate with the chazaka to counter the rove. Aval hacha afilu hamiyut she'enu yodeya hilcha shchita enu iser bavadai to dilma shachet shapir. Maybe he'll shach properly. And therefore, I think that's the answer to the question. Okay, so that is a discussion of the Ritva and the Rush. Just one shita in the Achronim, and then we will move on. So in the Margalias Hashas, he quotes here the question in a little different way. He quotes this from one of the Achronim. He says, Rashi in Maseches Gittin, at the beginning of Maseches Gittin, quotes that the reason in certain areas of halacha that people are believed, the reason that a person is believed that they took off Chumas or Maestras, the reason that a person is believed on Shechita, Rashi says in Gittin Beis Mabeis, is because Biyado Lasakno. The principle of Biyado, if a person has the ability to do something, so we'll believe him that they did it, because it's Biyadcha anyway. If it's out of your control, it's out of your control. But if it's in your ability to do it, so why shouldn't we believe you? You could have, what, you did, you're lying about it? You could have done it. So asked one of the Achronim, why do we need the principle of Rov Mitzvah Ezer Shechita Mumchen Hein? We just have the principle of Biyado. If somebody says they did the Shechita properly, we have the principle that it's a halachic authority of Biyado. Habaloza Gamke Neman, Mishum de Biyado, Kumoshin Neman, Al Hanikur Vatevel, you go to, right, Eidach Hanem of Isurin. You have that because of Biyado. So he says, Venir Lafarish Bishnei Ophanim. He says, let me tell you why you need both reasons. You need the reason of Rov, and you need the reason of Biyado. He says, Sha'anu Tzricha Lebeis Ta'amim. De Rov Mitzuyin Levad Ein Odai. Rov is not enough. De Mali Shein Mumchim Biyodin Ilcha Shechita Ha'negar Cheskes Isser Ein En Amanim. To answer our question that we just asked from the Rosh and the Ritva. Rov isn't good enough because he also has Negar Cheskes Isser. So the Ritva had his own answer. But another answer is that's where Biyado comes in. Biyado, if it's biyadcha with a rove, it's not just tam a rove, you know, ruba del esa kama, and rove women have babies in the ninth month, a different type of rove. No, this is a rove that reflects a power that it's biyado to do. So maybe that's why you need biyado dafka. I said, why isn't biyado good enough by itself? If we only have biyado and we don't have the rove, then what do you mean it's biyado? It's not biyado. It's biyado to do what? He's not a mumcha, so it's not, we don't even know it's biyado to do. So that's why you need the principle of rov as well. You need biyado and you need rov. So that also helps to answer the question of the Rishonim. Why do you have biyado and rov together to solve this issue? By the way, I didn't quote it yesterday, but just the maskana of the Gemara we discussed yesterday, expert, and you've seen him before. The Rama writes in Yeridei, at the beginning of Siman Aleph, that we try to only use mumchin muchzakin for our shchitas. I mean, nowadays most of us don't worry about this because we just go to the store, and if there's a hechsher on the store, hechsher on the meat, so then that's it. We trust it. Right? That's looking for. We mentioned this in the mitzvah shir a few weeks ago. Looking for the hashgacha on the piece of meat could be a mitzvah daraisa, according to the Rambam. The Rambam counts four separate mitzvahs, I say, bedika simani kashrus. He quotes that for behemoths, he quotes that for ophos, he quotes that for dagim, and he quotes that for chagavim, for grasshoppers. It's four separate mitzvahs, I say, four out of the 248, checking the kosher signs of the animals. Eating kosher, obviously, is a mitzvah. The isser of not eating shreif. But the Rambam counts it as separate, and the chiddush follows him. The Ramban is very upset. It's a separate mitzvah to check the signs of the animal? No, it's not. That's just an Isser Aseh. You have to check to make sure you don't need treif. But the Rambam and the Chiddush both count separate mitzvahs Aseh. So how do we do that mitzvahs Aseh today? Checking the signs. So it could be at least a partial kiyum checking the hashgacha. If you check the hashgacha, that's at least a partial indirect kiyum of checking the simani kashrus of the animals. Right? We don't have too many simani chagavim bizman Aseh, the grasshoppers. But at least in terms of the ophos and the basar. Right? So that's at least the partial principles. The rabbis, that's what we do. But really, the butchers in the schlachthouses, so the kashrus organizations generally only employ shochtim that have a smicha. Right? Have a smicha means that they're mufsak and mumche. So that's the minug of what we do. Again, even 100 years ago, everything was much different, right? In the shtetls, you know, you had to have a shochet, and you have to have a shochet. Somebody comes to town, oh, I want to be the shochet, you have to check him out, you have to see what his credentials are. So it was more lemaisa. Nowadays, we kind of just trust the kashrus organizations. Okay. We have three lines for the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan Gimel Amar Beis. Shechitas Kusi Mutaris. This is what we quoted yesterday, that the Shechita of a Kusi, one of the ones of the nation that was put into Eretz Yisrael, as Machlokas Tanaim, whether the Kusim, who converted because the Alliance attacked them, right, are they Geri Emes or Geri Arias? We alluded to that Machlokas yesterday. So the Brisa says, Shechitas Kusi is Mutar. This is going according to the opinion that they are Geri Emes. Because the Shechita of a Goy is total Nevela. Even if we watch a Goy Shecht, as we mentioned, it is treif. You're not allowed to eat it. But the shechitas goy is mutter. As long as, b'med dvar mamurim, k'shi Yisrael omer al gabav, as long as the Jew is watching, is standing there. Avol ba umatzo sheshachat, but if we come and find that the kusi already shechted, chotik kezayis v'nosin lo, then we give him a piece. We gotta give him a test. Achlo mutter lach mishchitaso. If he eats it, then fine, we can eat. Because, as Rashi quoted yesterday, the Kusim are chashud, that they do not hold of the principle of lifnei iver, so they won't eat the treif themselves, but they'll give it to you. So if they themselves eat it, so that's a reflection that it must be that they shecht it properly, and therefore you're allowed to trust their shechita. Mutar lachol mishchitaso. V'im lav asur lachol mishchitaso. And if not, it is asur to shecht from the, to eat from their shechita. Kayotze bo, similarly, where else do we have this type of principle? Matzah biyada dekurya shal tziparim. If you find in the hands of a kusi, a dekurya of birds. What's a dekurya? Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi says dekurya is a string. Let's say you have a chain that's holding the birds all together. Tosus says it's a basket, a sow. So either way, he's holding a bunch of birds. Koter rosho shal echad mehen venosin lo. So what do? So the Jew, the full Jew, the Jew from birth, cuts off a piece of one of the chickens and gives it to the kusi to eat. Same kind of test. Achlo mutar lecha mishchitaso. If he eats it, so then you can eat from the rest of the birds. V'yimlav asur lecha mishchitaso. But if not, you cannot eat. What's the chiddush here as compared to the previous case? The chiddush here is that they're all different birds. Earlier, it was one animal. So you take a piece of the animal, either it's kosher or not. So if he eats from it, you can eat from the rest of it. Here, the chiddush is that even if I give him a piece of one bird, I could eat from the whole basket, from the other birds. That's what we're going to pick up on right now. This is the Braisa. Abaya daigmi reisha, rava daigmi seifa. Is that we're going to refer back to something we said yesterday? Abaya, who held yesterday that one is not allowed to just walk in and out by the kusi. Yotze v'nechnas. It's not good enough. You need a mashgiach tzmidi, as we would call it. You got to be there. Omer al gabav. So Abaya, who says that you need a mashgiach tzmidi, he is medayik from the ratio of this brisa to come to his shita. Rava daig misefa. Rava, who says yotze v'nechnas is good enough, is medayik from the second half of the brisa. So let's see. Abaya daig mi reisha. Abaya is medayik from the reisha. What does that mean? Abaya, who says that Yotzei v'nichnas is not good enough. Taima di Yisrael omid al gaba. The reason that it works, what did the brisa say? B'med v'ram ha-murim, w'ankad ha-kuzi shecht, omid al gaba. So Abba Yotzei v'nichnas lo. So mashma that Yotzei v'nichnas would not be good enough. You need somebody standing there. Rava, that's why Abai is Bedaik from the first line of the Brisa. Rava Daik me safe, Rava is Bedaik from the second line of the Brisa. Taima, what does the second line say? Taima deba'u matu sheshachat. The reason that it's a problem is if you found that he shechted already. Masmer, if there's anything better than you are coming afterwards, it would be good enough. Avo yotzi v'nichra shaper dami. In and out would be okay. Shaper dami would be okay. So they're each Bedaik from the first line or the second line of the Brisa. Now the question is, what does each one of them do with the other line of the Braisa? Ula Abaya Kasha Seifa. So Abaya, who said that you need Mashgiach Tmidi, what does he do with the Seifa? Which sounds like, the Seifa again says, if you came in after, it's too late. Right? This is what you have to do. So that's Mashma, that one step up. Right? There are three levels. There's Mashgiach Tmidi, there's Yosef Nechnas, and there's Matzo Shachot. So the Braisa has line one and line three. So that's why the diak is, what do you focus on, and you get to line two. So what does each one of them do with the opposite? So Abaya Kasha Seifa. What does Abaya do with the Seifa, the third line? Amalacha, he would say, Yotze v'nichnas nami ba'umatsu karile. We're trying to see where line two comes from. Line two is just like line three, Abaya would say. Coming afterwards, that's exactly what a Yotze v'nichnas is. Yotze v'nichnas isn't better than that. They're both the same. You're not there always. So you can walk in right after it's done. So Abaya would say that's included in line three. So I have no diak from there. Ula Rava Kasharesha. What about the opposite? Rava has the problem with the first line because the first line says that you have to be there. Mashma that Yosef Adechras is not good lachadchila, and Rava says it is good lachadchila. So Amar Lacha, important line, Yotzei v'nichnas nami ka'omid al gabav dami. Yotze v'nichnas is just as good as Omer al Gabav. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in the Rishash, right here, the Rishash says, because what's the lumdis of Gadol Omer al Gabav? Right, we have this here, we have this in other areas of Halacha also. Let's focus on here and then we'll branch out. Right, if somebody is shechting and there's somebody else standing there, is that purely, which the Pashtus is that purely to make sure he does a good job? The act is purely attributed to the person doing the Shechita. That's for sure. It's purely him. He's the Shochet. But I'm checking him out. I'm making sure he's Mirsas. He's scared to do the right thing. If that's the case, then this line fits him beautifully. Godom and Agabov, Yosef and Nichnas. That's the Rishash. In both cases, he's very scared. So he's going to do the right thing. That's how the Gemara could say Yotzei v'Nichnas is just like Nira. Read the Rishash. Mishum to Omer al Gabav ain't pirusho sheroesh shchitaso eichu shochet. Omer al Gabav, the point isn't that he sees every second that he's shechting. Ela kivan to Omer al Gabav he mirsas. He's scared. V'shachet shaper, and therefore he's going to shech properly. Lachin ka'amar di Yotzei v'Nichnas dami mirsas ka Omer al Gabav. In the context of Shechita, Abaya tells us that walking in and out is just like Omer al Gabav. Why? Because in both cases he's scared. He's scared not to do the right thing, and therefore this would be good enough. This works in some various areas of Halacha, but not all. I'll give you another example. In Maseches Gittin, we talk about certain types of people who are not allowed to write a get. A get has to be written l'shma. But if it goes to Omer al Gabav, it's okay. Or let's say tzitzis. Certain parts of the tzitzis process. The tevia, the shazira, the different discussions of the Shulchan Aruch, what exactly needs. The tliya, putting the tzitzis on the beged. So let's say you have somebody who we do not trust. Is Gadol Omer Agabav good enough there? So it could be there that Gadol Omer Agabav is good in those cases, where you need lishma. Am I going to say in those cases that Yotzei v'Nichnas is good enough? Is Yotzei v'Nichnas just like Gadol Omer, is just like Omer Agabav? L'chaora not. Because it depends what you need in each context. In the context of Shechita, all you need is a proper Shechita done. So as long as he's scared, and he's going to do the proper Shechita, that might be good enough. That's how the Rishash could say that. In this case, they're Mirsas. But in the other areas of Halacha, it's not just a question of doing something correctly, but there's an ingredient of Lishma. It has to be written Lishma. So if something has to be written Lishma, it could very well be that you would never say this type of line. And even Abaya might agree that he wouldn't say it in those contexts. That Gadol Omer al Gabav equals, Yosef Nechaz equals Gadol Omer al Gabav. Because where you need to inject the ingredient of Lishma, it could be that you have to be there totally. You know why? Because it could be that it's, whose Lishma is it? If the person is standing over the inferior person, let's call him, whether he's a katan, whether he's a shotev, whatever the case may be in the Mishnah in Gittin, it could be that it's the lishma of the omeid, not the lishma of the osamaisa. And for sure, if that's true, he'll have to stand there. You can even say, even if it's the lishma transferred to the one who's doing it, he still has to stand there. But my horror is just that you might be mechalik between this area of halacha and other areas of halacha which require lishma. Okay. Good, let's continue. There's a lot more on Lifnei Iver, but let's continue and we'll see at the end if there's more time. Okay, let's continue though. We're going to talk a little more about the Braisa. The Braisa had said that if the Kusi is holding a bunch of birds all together, the Chiddush is that even if, as long as they eat from one of the birds, so then you're allowed to trust that all the birds are kosher. So kayotzi bo matzah biyada dekriya shal tziporin kotei arosha v'chulu. Amai asks the Gemara, why are you allowed to do that? Lechush dilma hai hu dehavi shachet shapir. Maybe he only shechted one of the birds properly and you got the right one. You picked a bird out of the basket. He saw which one you picked and he knows that one he shechted properly and all the other ones he didn't. So why are you allowed to eat from it? Amar of Menashe. Rav Menashe says, we mentioned in the past that many Shvatim are in the Gemara. Many Shvatim, the Tanaim, the Amoraim have the names. Menashe, there's Rabbi Yitzchak, the Avos, there's Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Certain names really didn't make it. Yisachar is not one of those common names that we've asked in the past. The Ha'ara is not really a question, but it's very interesting that the names of Avraham and Moshe aren't used by the Tanaim and the Amoraim. Right, already in the Gaonim we have Moshe's. Right, there's no Remoshe's in the Mishnayos. What? Yishmael. We even have Yishmael, exactly. We have Yishmael, we have Yitzchak, we have Yaakov, we have Rabbi Yaakov, we don't have Rabbi Avraham. We don't have Rabbi Avraham. We don't have, in the end of Menachos, we had a Rabbi Aharon. We had Aharon. But, certain names, interesting, Ha'ara, maybe those were so unique they didn't want to, like, touch them. They were Kodesh Kadashim, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avraham. But either way, here we have a Menashe. Amr Menashe, Simon Machnes Yizemel Vizcharim. Just quote that, as the Shulchan Aruch says, always just to read the Simanim, to the mnemonics, to the next pieces of Gemara. So Rav Menashe says again, the question is, how do you trust that all the birds are kosher? So, b'machniz atachas kedafav. What the Yisrael did was that he took all the birds under his coat, so the Kusi wouldn't be able to see what he's doing. He pulled one out and he said, okay, here, eat it. So he couldn't tell. He couldn't tell which one was being taken. So Gemara says, one second, maybe he saw anyway. Maybe there was a simon on the bird when he gave it. He was like, oh, this is the one I did. He says, no, Amar Rav Misharshi, he crushed up the piece before he gave it to him. So it really was not recognizable when he gave it to the Kusi. Vidilma Kasavri, finishing this up, Vidilma Kasavri Kusim, Ein Shechita L'Of Min HaTorah. 1 minute. Maybe the Kusim holds that there's no Shechita of an Of anyway. The pasuk by shechita in the Torah beferish is by bakar, is by cattle. There's no pasuk mefurish in the Torah by shechitas of. So maybe kusim bichlal don't hold that you need shechita by of. After all, you don't need shechita by dogim that even we hold. What do you have to do by a fish? Asifasan zuhi shechitasan, Chazal say. Just gathering the fish, and I check the signs, it has fins and scales, boom, I'm allowed to eat it. So maybe they don't hold that shechita of Benatar at all. So Gemara says, so therefore, how are you bichlal at all allowed to eat any of these birds? So Gemara says, one second, ulutaymech shehiya derasa chalada hagroma veikur miks even. What do you mean? You're telling me that they don't hold the things that are not written in the Torah? No, there are no hilchos shechita written in the Torah. These are the first time in the Ar Masechta that all five are written here. These are the five psulei shechita, which we'll mention, I will explain again in a second. But none of them are in the Torah anyway. So, what, you're saying they don't hold of Shechita? Oh, because it's not in the Torah? But then you should tell me that they don't hold any halachas of Shechita. It just says Vizavachta in the Torah. So, Ella, what must you say? Kivan da achziku buhu, achziku buhu. No, you have to say, once they're machzik in a certain mitzvah, then they fulfill all the details, even though they're not written in the Torah. So that's what you say by Shechitas Bakar. So Hachanami Kivin Da Achziku Achziku. So too here must be, once they're machzik in a halacha, they'll be machzik in it, and they would hold of Shechitas Of. So that is not an issue. Period. Stop there for a moment. First of all, the Rabbi Kiva Eger here points out in the Gilyan HaShas that, don't take the Gemara so literally, that all five are not written in the Torah. There's one that is alluded to in the Torah. Based on a pasuk later on, the Gemara quotes, Jerasa. Jerasa is the psul shechita of trampling, literally. Karate chop. The shechita has to be a motion of in and out, a slicing. And Jerasa means, boom, I cut. So Rabbi Kiva Eger points out a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed where we learn Jerasa out from a pasuk. But it just says, psul shechita here, just shigra delishna. But not because it really means all five. Just to remember, again, we'll mention this 100 times, so we'll mention it again now. Shehiya is where the shochet stops in the middle of the process. Shehiya, he waits. Jerasa, we said. Chalada is where the knife gets underneath one of the simanim, and the shechting is up, like a chulda, like a weasel that goes under. Hagrama is a machlokes, exactly what Hagrama is. Let's say, according to at least one of the shitas, the shechita is done above or below the makom hashechita on the simanim, let's say too high up or too low down. And ikur, according to one shita, again we'll get into other shitas, is where the pipes, the simanim, get detached from the animal before shechita is done. Right, so that's the five psule shechita, which basically is ultimately a halacha moshe b'sinai, where we have these psule shechita from. Okay, so the Gemara says that's why you're allowed to trust the Kusi, because he's machzik in the halachas that he is machzik in. Is that the Gemara for a second? The Achronim, the Tiferet Yisrael, and others wonder that the Kusim don't hold of many dinim derabanan. Get a dinim deraisa, but dinim derabanan many of them don't hold of. So the question is, once you put it under your cloak in order to take it, so then there's a tarovas here. And they're not nikar in the tarovas, in the mixture, so you just say it's batal barof. And therefore, even if they hold of Shechita, and even if they hold of everything, they might hold of Bittul Barov, which we might not hold of. We might not hold of in this case, Bittul Barov on a Daraisa level. But midrabanu, you need more than that. So ask the Teferis, Teferis Yaakov. He quotes one of the Achronim on Chuvit Shenachshos. Afilu makusi lo yakar as atzipor. Mikol makom yochal mimena because it's bitul barov. You want to say it's a birya? A birya. We're going to have later on that it's a whole item and whole items are in batel. But it's not a birya because you smushed it up. Right? Mismas masmuse. So therefore, how could we suggest that we could eat this? It should be bitul barov. So, the Teres Yaakov answers, maybe, who says they hold up the concept of bitul barov? That also is not mefurish in the Torah. What's mefurish in the Torah? Following the rov by a bezdin. That's the only thing that's mefurish in the Torah. Pasuk mishpatim. One of the mitzvah daraisis. One of the 613 is holchanacha arov. So that's the only mefurish pasuk. So just like you want to tell me they don't hold the rabbanans, this also is a concept that's learned out by the rabbanan. So therefore he says, you don't have to worry that about that shayla. Similar shayla is asked here by the Maritz Chayis in the back. He says, the whole principle of even if you want to say it's a Savik Daraisa, based on the Shita of the Rambam, that holds Savik Daraisa Lechumer is only Dindar Rabbanan, which again we're not going to go into right now, that also it might only be an issue, the same kind of question. It's only Dindar Rabbanan when you take the bird out, so how do we trust it? We hold that it's Aser. Okay, you can look at the Maritz Chayis here, relating to that issue. Okay, let's continue now. The Achzuk, right in the middle. The Achzuk, Lo Achzuke, Below Achzuk, Bidalok Siva Tanohi. Really, the issue of whether kusim, and this is one of the major sugyas in Shas about the kusim, the issue of whether kusim follow halachas that are not written explicitly in the Torah, that itself is a machlokas tanaim. We're going to see, as the Rosh said yesterday, that at the end of the Gemara, we're going to say that nowadays, at least for the past couple thousand years, the kusim are all considered goyim. Right, because they were found out to not really be committed. But this was all a discussion pre that time. So, the achzuk l'achzuke, halachas that are not mefurish in the Torah, do we assume that they hold up properly? So that is a machlokes tanoim. Tanoihi. The Tanya, the Brisa says, matzas kusi muteres. Let's say you know a kusi baked matzas. Baked matzas, you let it eat his matzah? So the Brisa says, yes, you're allowed to eat his matzah according to the Tarakama. The Adam Yotzi Baidi Chavasa Bepesach. Not only are you allowed to eat his matzah, meaning it's not chametz, but you could even eat it on Pesach night to fulfill your chiyuv, meaning lishma. We know that you need to use matzah shamur l'shem matzah on night for the night that you have a chiyuv. Rashi quotes the Gemara from elsewhere, be'erev tochlu matzos. We know that the entire Pesach, obviously, we're not allowed to eat chametz. The chiyuv of eating matzah is only the first night. After the first night, if I want to eat matzah, I can. But I'm just not allowed to eat bread. There is a shita of the Vilna Gaon, but it's really, the roots of it are in the Chizkuni, in Sefer Dvarim, that even though there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to eat matzah every day, but there's a kiyum d'oraisa. Meaning if I eat matzah on the third day of Pesach, that's a kiyum d'oraisa. That's not just not eating chametz. There's a kiyum d'oraisa of eating matzah all 7 days. That's why we've mentioned that the Vilna Gaon was makpid on the last day of Pesach. It's an Achdus day in Klal Yisrael. Misnagdim and Chassidim do the same thing. On the last day of Pesach, the Vilna Gaon was makpid for the Shita of the Rambam to eat Shalashudis on Yontif. We don't paskin that way. But the Rambam holds you have to eat Shalashudis on Yontif, just like everything is compared. Just like, the problem is what we hold. Right? All other halachas, we have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif because you learn that from Shabbos. We have Oneg and Kavod on Yontif just like on Shabbos. So we should have Shalashudis. Okay, we don't have it. That's what we know. We don't pass it that way. So the Gra and others were makpid on the last day of Pesach to have Shalosh Shudis. Why? Because he wanted one more mitzvah, one more meal of matzah. Because he held that there's a kiyum d'oraisa to eat matzah all 7 days. He wanted one more meal of matzah. So Dafke, he wanted to show the Chavivas HaMitzvah. Right after Pesach, the Maisa Rav quotes, right after Pesach, he went out to buy a beer to make Abdallah on, to show that he was only eating the matzah l'shem mitzvah. But right afterwards, he would eat the chametz. But that's the Gra and the Chizkuni. So the Brisa says, according to the Tanakama, so the matzah of a kusi is mutter, and you're allowed to eat it on Pesach night. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Oser. No, it's Oser. L'fishim b'kid b'tukduke mitzvahs ki Yisrael. Rebbe Eliezer says, the second shita, no. Matzah's kusi is totally off limits. It's considered chametz. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, he has a middle shita. Kol mitzvah. Shehechziku ba'kusim, harbei medaktigim ba'yosem Yisrael. Any mitzvah that they do, they're even better than the Jews. Jews from birth. Those are the three shitas. So what exactly is the root of this machlokas? First shita says it's all good. Second shita says it's all bad. The third shita seems to say it's all good. What's the difference between shita 1 and 3? We'll see. Amar mar. Matzah kusi muteres v'adam yosem b'adichavasim b'pesach. So let's analyze the first sheet, the pshita. It's obvious. If it's mutter, then he could use it on Pesach. So if kusi has that status. So in other words, no. Ma'al, the tema lo baki b'shimer, you might have said they're not experts in guarding the matzah l'shem. Right? No chametz is very, very, they have to be very careful, the 18 minutes. So you might say that they're not bekiyin. Kamash malan, they are bekiyin and you could trust their shchita. So that is, trust their baking. So, Rabbi Lazar, that's first shita. Rabbi Lazar oser, l'fishim bekiyin b'tukukim mitzvahs. Rabbi Lazar osers because they're not experts. Kasav, lo bekiyin b'shimur. Fine, first two shitas are straightforward. They are either trusted or not trusted. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Mitzvah Shechzika Bakusim Harbim Medaktik Boisim Yisrael. Sometimes they do it; they're even more medaktik. Right? It's a similar idea that we have sometimes in the Achronim talk about Bali Tshuva. Sometimes Bali Tshuva, we have the principle by Kusim, but sometimes those who are recently from are more makpid about certain halachas and mitzvahs than those who have been from for a long time. It's new to them. And so, you know, somebody's not about tshuva anymore. Oh, so once they start rushing and once they start Rachmanel Islam, we're all Bali tshuva. We should all feel like Bali tshuva every single day. So Shmuel Gamliel says, any mitzvah they're mocks. Again, they do it better than you did in Yisrael. It's Hayin Tana Kama. It's the same thing as the first shita. First and third shita both say you can eat their matzahs. So what's the difference? There's got to be a root machlokas here. So what's the machlokas? So ika v'inayhu. The difference is, and Rashi points out that we're not at the maskana yet. Remember, what's the goal of these 15 lines of the Gemara? We're trying to show that something that's not explicit in the Torah, so that's a machlokas, whether kusim are machzik and whether you're allowed to trust them or not. So Rashi points out, like a good teacher, on the fifth wide line, lav hainu tanoi, da'amr la'el ad maskana de milsa. We're not finished yet. Rashi knows we don't need all the information right now, but just to know that we're not finished yet. So Igabinai, the first suggestion, what's the machlokas about? Diksiva v'alach zikuba. What if it's something that is written in the Torah, but we don't know for sure that they're machzik, that they fulfill it? So Tanakama, so let's plug it in. Tanakama savar, kivan diksiva, afagav d'alach zikuba. The Tanakama says, as long as a halacha, a pasuk is written, we can trust them. Even if we don't know for sure that they were machzik in it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, third shita, I achzik in, I lo achzik lo. No, you have to know if they have established themselves as fulfilling this mitzvah. So that's the machlokas. Machlokas is about if it's written and they're not machzik. So Gemara says, one second, I hachi. If that's the machlokas, call mitzvah shehechziku bakusim imechziku mibaylei. The language is a little problematic. If that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel says, it depends if they're machzik in it or not, it should say imechziku. So Ella, you're right. This is really, and this is the maskana. El ikabinah de loksiva vachzikuba. The machlokas is about the following case. So something, a halacha, that's not written mefurish in the Torah, and yet we know that they do it. So you'll have to trust it for our own purposes. So Tanakama savar, kivan de loksiva, afagadach, zikuba namilo. The Tanakama says, since it's not written, it doesn't matter. Even if you know they do it, you can't trust it. Right, that's the Tanakama. Since it's not written. By matzah, matzah's written. Matzah's written. So that's why you're allowed to eat from it. But the Tanakama implicitly is saying if it wouldn't be something like matzah, it would be a different context, so then you wouldn't be able to trust it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, no, kivan da achzik achzik. Forget it whether it's written or not. Once they're muchzik in it, they are muchzak in it. Period. Right? So that is the machlokas tanoim of something that is not written, but they are machzik. And the Meiri says here that this whole Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, is not lamaisa, because today we treat them as goyim, but there is a nafkamina bezman hazeh. V'yafalpi, at least theoretically. V'yafalpi she'ein lanu achshav etzlam dinu dvarim, shekvar nase k'goyim gemurim, says the Ritva, even though this doesn't apply nowadays for the kusim, but mikol makom donin mehem litztukim ubaitusim. But it does apply to those sects of Jews who only believe in Torah Shebichsav, which you might find some of those sects bezman hazeh. So for those, right, are you allowed to eat a tztuki masa? So machlokas, right? We have the Shomronim up on Har Grizin. They bring Karan Pesach bezman hazeh, right? So you have some of these sects of that call themselves Jews. If they could, we could ascertain whether they're really Jewish. They had a Jewish mother, so then they could. Some of these halachas can be shayach, says the Meiri. Okay. Just to inform one more hour of Tosfos, and then we will continue. Tosfos points out here in Matzas Kusi Muteres, he says, V'im Tomar V'alo Gozer Al Pitan. says, wasn't there already a gzera against pas kusim, just like there was a gzera pas Yisrael? Right? So wasn't there already a gzera? Tosfos has to say, just that the, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we must be talking about a Jew's flour, which the kusi made into matzah. That's just a okimta to help understand the Gemara. It's a Jew's flour. And then the kusi made it. But that relates to the pas akum sugya, which again has come up in, came up last time, I think, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, all the sugyas of pas akum, abishal akum, and chalav akum. And we mentioned then that Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that pas is different than all the others. All the others are bona fide halachas quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Bishul Yisrael, and Cholav Yisrael, and Yayin, all those halachas are bona fide halachas. And if somebody's not makbar to Cholav Yisrael, it doesn't really mean they're not makbar to Cholav Yisrael. It just means they rely on Rav Moshe that all milk in developed countries have the status of Cholav Yisrael. Nobody doesn't hold of, it's a double negative, everybody holds of the concept of Cholav Yisrael. Right, it's just, what do you define as Cholav Yisrael? Everybody holds that you need Bishul Yisrael. Different machlokas, what is considered Bishul Yisrael? Pas is the only one. Well, Shemen already, the Mishnah said, was done without. But Pas, Yisrael, so there could be, if somebody says, I don't hold a Pas Yisrael, that's true. Why? Because Tosfos, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, says that already in the times of the Rishonim and earlier, it was just too hard. Bread was such a staple of society, it was too hard to hold this halacha. It was a gzeira she'ina tzibri yichol lamud bo. And therefore it already did not have teeth then. And that's why if somebody eats nowadays the entomins and the steladoros and the non-pas Yisrael, so then they're holding me'ikir adin that it didn't apply. Yes, during that series of Meitshuva, there's a chumra l'chadchila quoted in the Shulchan Aruch to hold of pas Yisrael, if one doesn't hold of it the whole year. But that's related to this Tosfos who talks about pas kusi. Okay, let us continue. Let's continue. I want to talk about Shmur Matz a little bit, but you know what? Let's continue, and then again, if we have time at the end, we'll mention the Shulchan Aruch about all the different levels of Shmura. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rava, it's getting back to a statement from yesterday's daf. Yisrael Mumar Ochon Nevelos L'Teyavon, if we have a Jewish heretic, a Jewish heretic who doesn't do things lahachas, but l'teyavon, right? He'll eat the kosher stuff if it's there. If it's not there, he won't eat the kosher stuff. So Yisrael Mumar, ochon avilas l'teyavon, is he allowed a shecht? Somebody who would eat the kosher meat if it's there, but if it's not there, he's not going to be so machbid to try to get the kosher meat. So Rava said, bodik sakim enosin lo, check his knife, and then you give it to him, and then you allow him to shecht. My time, or why? Kivan diika hatera v'isura. Since if there's heter and mutter in front of him, lo shavik hatera v'achli isura, he won't dafka. He's not lahachas. He won't dafka. Go for the isur. So therefore, you're allowed to check his knife and let him sheft. Ihachi kilo bataknami. One second. So then, what do you even have to check the knife for? If he'll always do the right thing, if it's no sweat off his back, so then why can't you just let him sheft without checking his knife? Answer. Mitrach lo tarach. He's not going to bother himself for kashrus. And therefore, let's say he doesn't have a good knife. He'll use it anyway. If it has a pekima, he'll use it anyway. That's why you have to check his knife. As long as he has a good knife, and we can know that, then you can let him shecht. Amr le rabbanan la rava, tani lemasalei alecha. The rabbanan say, to rava, I have a brisa that supports you. What's the issue that supports you in what way? That anyone who we know, lo shavik, Hetera va'achalisura. So then, that principle, as long as Allah is, we will trust him. So let's see where the brisa says that. Two brises. Number one, chamsa chalob de ovri avera. Let's say you have some ovri avera who they wouldn't need chametz on Pesach, but they're not so machmed about getting rid of their chametz. They love chametz. I'm going to schlep to the rabbi to sell my chametz. What if the guy really comes in and takes my schnapps? Right. So they don't want to do that. They don't want to be tareach. So let's say you have a chametz of these ovri avera, achar ha-pesach, mutter miyad. Right after Pesach, you're allowed to buy this chametz from them. What do you mean? Isn't it chametz of a Pesach? Mipnei shehein machlifin. Because you could assume that they were machlif, that they switched it, that they substituted their chametz with a goy's chametz. And this chametz is not chametz all over Pesach. And even though Rashi points out in the first skinny lines, even though it's also usher to sell chametz all over Pesach to a guy and get other chametz, but that's a lower level isser than actually partaking of chametz all over Pesach. So we can assume that they did a little bit in order to save themselves from a more serious avera, and they violated the little avera. So that's the brisa. So let's try to work it into the proof now. Savruha Hamani Reb Yehudahi Damar Chametz Achra Pesach Daraisa. Who do we think the shita is? This is the shita of Reb Yehuda, who holds Machlokas Tanan from Maseches Pesachim that Chametz after Pesach is Aser Daraisa Viktan. Yeah, what does it say? Mipnei Shehein Machlifin. It says because they switch and they substitute their Chametz. Alma, what do you see from that lashon? Alma Lo Shavik Ater Vachli Sura. See, these are people that as long as there's a heter choice, you're allowed to assume they partook of the heter choice and that they have the heter choice with them. So isn't this a riot to Rava? So Gemara says, one second, Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma Rav Shimoni, maybe this is Rav Shimon Shita. Dabar Chametz Achara Pesach Rabbanan. Maybe this is Rav Shimon Shita who holds Chametz Achara Pesach was only in the Rabbanan. V'chim Kalinan Bidirabbanan. And if we're Makel and we use this principle of Rava, of Lo Shavaki Heter Vakli Sura, maybe that's only by Yisurim Darabanan, Bid Daraisa Lo Makelinan. Maybe we wouldn't be Makel by Yisurim Daraisa. So who says it's approved to Rava? Says the Gemara, one second. Fitevi Nami Reb Shimon. Okay, fine. Let it be Reb Shimon Shita. But what are we doing here? Listen to the logic. Meek Tani Shani Omer Hechlifu. Did the Brisa use the language of Shani Omer? Shani Omer means we're not sure what happened, but we're allowed to assume Shani Omer Hechlifu, that they substituted. No, the Brisa doesn't say that. What's the language of the Brisa? Mipnei Shemachlifik Tani. Because they substitute. Meaning it's a Vadai. It's a Vadai that they substitute. The Vadai Machlifin. And therefore what? The following, Uma bidrabanan lo shavik atir vachli sura. If even by anissa, you want to say it's Rav Shimon Shita, fine, it works even better for us. If by anissa drabanan, they go out of their way to make sure they don't violate, bidra oraisa lo kol shekein. Surely by anissa daraisa, they would be machlif. And it's a vada that they're machlif. So this is a raya to Rava, to the principle of, if we know there's somebody out there of lo shavik Heter v'achli sura, you are allowed, and we are allowed to trust it. Okay, that is brisa number one. Lema Messiah, let's try to do another brisa. Another support, brisa number two. Hakol shochtin, Tosefta, beginning in Perek Aleph. Hakol shochtin v'afilu kusi v'afilu arel. Anybody's allowed a shecht, even a kusi, even an arel, v'afilu yisrael mumar, even a heretical Jew. So three people, kusi, arel, yisrael mumar. So hi arel hechidami. Who is the RL that we are talking about? Which uncircumcised person? Why is he an RL? So, Ilema, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, if it's somebody whose two brothers died because of Mila, and that shows there's hemophilia in the family, and we paskin for Sakanis the Fashas, we paskin two as a Chazaka. Not just three, usually three as a Chazaka. For Cheskas Gimel Shanim and Pekama Muad, but for Sakanis the Fashas, two as a Chazaka. So if somebody has two brothers that died, they are not allowed to get Bris Mila. So, if we're talking about Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, so that's an RL. That the Bryce has to tell me, oh, he could shecht. Ha'yisrael ma'al yehi. That person is a Jew. So he's an RL. So there are two or three mitzvahs that he can't do. He can't eat truma and pashtus. He can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. But he's a Jew. So what's the chiddush that he could do milah? So elab shita, it must be, when the Bryce says RL, mumar la'arelos. It must be somebody who dafka didn't get milah. Lahachis. Mumar la'arelos. Vikasavar, and the Brisa must hold, Mumar ladavar echa lohavi Mumar lachal torakula. And it must be that a Mumar in one area of halacha is not a Mumar in other areas of halacha. Lohavi Mumar lachal torakula. And that's why he is allowed to shecht. Right, that's why we would trust him. Mumar la rolos havi Mumar, lohavi Mumar lachal torakula. That's the first line of the Brisa. Right, the word arel. The word arel means Mumar la rolos. He is against the mitzvah of Arlus, and lo avi mumar l'chal terakula. Ema seifa, that the next line of the Brisa says, v'afilu Yisrael mumar. The next line says, even Yisrael mumar is lada shecht. So what mumar is that? So, hay mumar hechidami. What is the Brisa referring to there? E mumar l'davar acher. If it's, that's referring to a mumar in a different area of halacha than we are talking about, meaning shechita, so it's the same thing. Hay mumar l'arolos. So then arel and mumar mean the same thing. Ela lav, mumar l'oso davar. Ukidarava. So it must be even Mumar Lashkita. And what do you mean Mumar Lashkita? Not Lahachis, because that for sure would not be allowed. It must be we're talking about a Mumar Lateyavon. So it's a Mathir's Brisa that supports Rava. We assume that this word Mumar in the Brisa means Mumar Lateyavon, and the Brisa says he's allowed a Shecht. right? Because lo shave keter v'achli sura araya to rava. So Gemara says no, maybe not. Lo la olam ema lachal mumer lo sadaver lo. Right, if he's a mumar for shechita, maybe it's against Rava. My taima, why? Why wouldn't we allow him in this case? Kivan de dashbe kehetera damile. Why? Because he is does it so often, it's like it's mutter. You're right, there's a principle of lo shove keter v'achli surah. He wouldn't do something usser if he has mutter. But you know what? He doesn't think this is usser. He does this so often. He's not mocked, but so often, so it's as if it's mutter, right? Similar to the Gemara in Yuma that we know, Daf Pizayin, that if somebody does an Aveira enough times, Kivan Sha'avar Babashana Ba Nasis Lakahatr, right? It's like mutter to us, right? So therefore, there's no raya to Rava. So what's the Brisa talking about then? What does the word mumar mean? Ela mumar lavodas kochavim. So mumar for avodah zara, ukid de Rav Anan, like Rav Anan says, damar Rav Anan amar Shmuel Yisrael mumar lavodas kochavim muter lechem mishchitasa. We'll see if we pask in this way, but Shmuel holds that a mumar for avodah zara is not a mumar lechal atzar kula. There are other shitas that we'll see, but this is the shita of Shmuel, and therefore lo maskana. Right now, we do not have a raya from this brisa for Rava, because this brisa might not be talking about the same thing Rava's talking about, a mumar l'tiyavon. It might be talking about a mumar l'chal hatorah kula. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim here about the Arel, right, which came up in the Gemara. Right, Tosfos here points out it must be sheni molu kashem gedolim b'mesu. Maybe it means the Tosfos Dibrasal Shemesu. Maybe it means they died when they were Gedolim, because that establishes the Chazakah. Other Yishonim say no, it's even when they're young, when they're 8 days old. Big discussion. But just to mention something that has come up various times in the past, whenever it says Arel in the Gemara, like an Arel can't eat Truma, an Arel can't do can't eat Karbanas, can't do the Avoda, so we've quoted the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam versus other Rishonim. Most Rishonim say Arel means real Arel. And if he doesn't have a mila, even if it's not his fault. If there's a Kohen who can't get a bris mila because his two brothers died, he can't eat Shuma, period. We're sorry, it's not his fault, we can't eat Shuma. There's an amazing shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's quoted in the Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Ayin, in the beginning of Perek Arel, Rabbeinu Tam holds that an Arel all over Shas means an Arel dafka that doesn't want to get mila. He's scared. But if it's an Arel because halachically he can't get a mila, Mesu Echav, then he is not called an RL. And that person could eat Karban Pesach. And that person could eat Truma if he's a Kohen. Because the shame RL is a function of the Chovas Mila. The second that there's no Chovas Mila in Halacha, then he loses his shame RL. It's amazing Shita. He says it by Karban Pesach, he says it by Truma. There's a Machlokas Rishonim whether he would go so far as to say it by doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a discussed question in Maseches Vachim. But that's an important Shita of Rabbeinu Tam to know against everybody else. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, Alachora. But that is the discussion. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, and then we'll finish up. That is, we know that there's no tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. I know we're tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because these always are about the Chazal quote, they always need two osos. There are three mitzvahs that are called os, Shabbos, tefillin, and mila, and therefore on a weekday we have tefillin and mila, on Shabbos we have Shabbos and mila, and therefore there's no tefillin on Shabbos. So the Chidah and the Birkei Yosef asks, and there's a Radvaz about this too, if somebody's an Aros, should they wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because they need two osos. They don't have the osa mila, so maybe they should use the osa tefillin. Right, the osa tefillin. You always have two osos. So everybody says no, but there's just various reasons why. The Radvaz holds, says something like this Rabbeinu Tam. He's not called an arel for this regard. He's called a mahol. So this is already a hashkafic type of mahol. He already has the osa of mila, because he can't do it. Right, the Birkei Yosef says the pashas, that is kivan lo plug. You know, once we say that there's no tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, then even if this person, you know, the reason doesn't apply to, but we wouldn't change the halacha just for him. Okay, interesting discussion about tefillin on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Gufa. So now we're getting into the sugyas of mumar l'avodah zarah. Gufa amar Rav Anan amar Shmuel Yisrael mumar l'avodah zarah chavim mutar lechem mishchitaso. A Yisrael mumar l'avodah zarah. You're allowed to eat from mishchita. Meaning Shmuel holds that a mumar l'avodah zarah is not a mumar l'chal Torah kula. Where do you know this? How do you know that a Jew is allowed to eat from a mumar l'avodah zarah? Shekein matzinu b'Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda. You know it from Yehoshaphat, who was a righteous king, shenena misudas Achav, that ate from the meal that Achav, one of the wicked kings, right? What that he prepared for him. Shenemar vayizbach lo achav sonu vakar larov. It says that Achav prepared the sheep and the bucker for him. Ula am asher imo, and to the am that was with him. Vayisiteu la'alos al Ramos Gilad, and he seduced him and he convinced him to come up to fight with him to Ramos Gilad. So you see from the pasuk that Achav prepared the meal and Yehoshaphat ate from it, and Achav was an amur l'avodah zara. Says the Gemara, "V'dilma mizbach zavich mecha lo achal." Maybe he shechted it for him, but he didn't eat it. Vayisiteuksim. No, it means that he convinced him to come with him. V'dilma v'dvar. Maybe he only convinced him with words, but he didn't give him to eat. Fascinating line of the Gemara. Ein hasata b'dvarim. If you want to convince somebody of something, words aren't always going to do it. You need food, right? We know. You want people to come to a meeting. You want people to come to a shiur. You need food. It's mamish in the Gemara. Ein hasata b'dvarim. You're never going to convince people to come to a tish, to come to a shir, without food. Ein hasata b'dvarim. Says the Gemara, "Balo v'aksiv ki yisischa achicha." What do you mean? It says by the sugi of mesis, if you convince your brother, b'chalev shasiyah. No, that means with food. V'aksiv v'tisiteni bo levalo chinam. Aye, it says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The story of the beginning of Eov. Hashem is very upset, whatever that means, at the Satan. You seduced and convinced me to swallow Eov up alive. Took away his kids, took away his money. So obviously Hashem didn't eat. So, l'mal shiny. Okay, don't compare seduction in heaven and seduction on earth. Seduction on earth needs food. You're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need food to be convinced. V'dilma mishta ishti mecha lo achal. Maybe he drank, but he did not eat. So again, it wouldn't be a raya that you're allowed to eat from a mumar l'avodah zara. The Gemara says, one second. What, you'd be allowed to drink? If he's allowed to drink, you're saying that mumar l'avodah zara is not a mumar for everything. So achil navi, what's the difference? Mumar l'avodah zara, lavi mumar l'chal torah kula. So we still have a raya from Yehoshaphat. So Gemara says, one second. Hachiyashta, wait a minute. Shasiya, don't compare shasiya and achila. Shasiya stam yeinonhu. Wine, there's no problem with drinking it. What did he do if he knows it's kosher wine? One second. It is no raya. We're mechalik between achila and shasiya. Or, ibayis ema, lav orcha demalka, demishte below michla. Or we could just assume it's not covet for a royalty to drink without eating. Of course they would eat. Or v'ibayisema v'yizbach v'yisiteyu. It says in consecutive psukim, he shechted it and he seduced him with it to come to war with him. Ksiv v'yisiteyu ksiv v'meh esito bezvicha. Right? What did he convince him with shechting? Period. Okay, we're going to stop here. We're going to continue with the raya of Hashem tomorrow, and we will continue again. The parsha shir was given, so hopefully it's up by now. If not, it should be getting up, and we will continue.